Chapter 4 Storm. In the morning they got up, and Mim faced away while Rapture changed into fresh apparel. Then they went to his suite, where she faced away while he changed. But it hardly mattered. The enforced openness of their minds and feelings made physical concealment pointless. They had breakfast, then they took a walk by the placid lake. Mim stood at the shore and removed his clothing. 2 times 2 is 4, he thought intensely. 2 times 4 is 8. It pretty well drowned out whatever else he might have been thinking. Rapture looked askance, then nodded. She was bright enough. 2 times 3 is 6, she thought as she removed her own dress. 2 times 6 is 12. Their two sets of computations tended to interfere with each other, making concentration difficult. They simply started over when an error was made. Naked, they entered the water and swam for the far shore. Mim had not dared to ask directly whether Rapture swam, for that would have betrayed his intent. It was evident that she did indeed swim well. In fact, she was especially lovely as she stroked along beside him. He remembered the mermaid in the tank. But Rapture was far prettier than the halfling had been. 2 times 24 is 48, Rapture thought emphatically, reminding him to keep his mind on his own computations. Half guiltily, he did. In that manner, they crossed the lake, making excellent progress. But as the farther shore approached, there was a swirling in the water around them, and small fish of many hues glided by in schools. Then 4 fish poked their snouts up in front, chanting, "If your father knew, he would fall into a deadly rage." Rapture gulped a mouthful of water and spluttered. For a moment she thrashed inelegantly before recovering her equilibrium. "My father!" she exclaimed, upset. Mim was treading water, making sure she was all right before resuming the swim. The speaking of the fish had been a shock, but this was evidently a harmless manifestation. He glanced back and saw a huge fin cutting the water toward them. Now he felt dread, for he was weaponless and ill-equipped to defend himself in the water. Rapture, of course, was even more vulnerable. She screamed. The fin circled and cut between them and the shore ahead. There it remained.